Saturday morning, and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yeah, spit cheese on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner from the corner 34 and 5. Final four weekend. That's right. We're down to four, and we are getting through the end of the Stump the Chumps, a special edition of the Coach's Corner, Stump the Chumps. And right now, let's take a look at this leaderboard. How about this? And Albia Blue Demon basketball fans, you'll recognize this name because this is the brain power behind Albia basketball. No, it's not Coach Archer. It's his wife. Jen Archer is leading all contestants, and she has picked Louisville to win. So Jen is set up really nice to have a chance here to get the overall win, and she'd win that great prize package that probably would make her husband pretty darn happy. But Nancy Snakenberg, you're right behind her. You've got 82 points. Jen has 83, so there's just 1 point separating these two with Louisville as the pick champion. And how about those Michigan fans that have picked Michigan to win the championship? A team that was picked to maybe win the first game, maybe get to the Sweet 16, but this is not the Big Ten team that people envision getting to the Final Four and a chance to have a national championship. Michigan, you Michigan fans, the giant killer out there, you're sitting in third place. Bob Gurick, you're at fourth, and you guys are right there at with 1 point separating you from Snakenberg and 2 points from the top of the leaderboard. Bill Knowles of Albia, you are tied with our very own Kevin Crawl. And throughout this Stump the Chump campaign, we've heard from all the contestants but one. So we've had KIC Where's Waldo going on, and we are in a mad search to find Kevin Crawl, the elusive Kevin Crawl. He is a rumor that he exists, and we're going to verify that somehow, some way today as I have sicked Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business, out to try to find Kevin Crawl, and we're going to comb the neighborhood and see if we can find Kevin Crawl out there, as he is in seventh place overall. Now, the good news and the bad news for Kevin is that if all the other contestants, the chump contestants, they have all picked teams that have bowed out, except for a little old me, who has picked Louisville. But if Louisville does not win, Kevin Crawl still has a chance to be the top chump. But right now, Kevin is tied for seventh overall. He did pick Indiana to win, like a lot of you. And unfortunately, he will probably not go up too far on the standings. However, Kevin could be the top chump. Mike Rockwell, you're hanging in there. How about this? I've looked down the list here, and I've seen Samantha Grinstead. Samantha Grinstead is tied for 15th. She's just 6 points behind the leader, and she did pick Louisville to win, so she still has a real chance, along with many, many, many of you as I look down this list. If you've got Louisville or one of the Final Four teams still picked as a champion, this is a wide-open race to the very, very end. When we look down the chump standings, Kevin Crawl right now, however, he has picked Indiana. He's a top chump, reigning chump champion. The CEO of Community First Credit Union, Phil Van Mersbergen, he's got Miami to pick overall, so he's probably done. He is in second place. Keith Murphy. Keith Murphy, the sports director of Channel 13 in Des Moines, WHO, he has got Indiana to win. He's at third. Joe Millage is so far down at the bottom, it's not funny. But how about this? We bring a guy in with basketball experience, the head coach of the Indian Hills Warriors, one of the top junior college basketball programs in the entire country. This guy is putting guys into a Division I basketball. He's coached a Division I basketball. He's coached in the dance, and he is in last place amongst the chumps at 667th place. Not good, Coach. We're going to talk with Coach Peary, a great guy, and looking forward to giving him a really hard time. Not only is it Final Four weekend, but it is also JDRF weekend. Tonight, the big JDRF banquet going to take place at the American Legion. And, boy, looking at the window display that's put up there at White Oak Gallery, the number of amazing auction items, rare, unique items. It is amazing, the selection and things that are going to be there. And, of course, this JDRF function, led by Hy-Vee here in Albia, is one of the largest fundraisers in the entire country, and of course, one of the largest the last several years through the Hy-Vee competition that they do in raising money for JDRF. Lots of fun tonight. Get over to the JDRF banquet. It's going to be at the American Legion. They always have great food. They got entertainment. I believe a magician and a comedian. And Joe Millage will be there to provide comedic efforts, along with John Flattery, running the DJ booth. But lots of fun, great food, and really an amazing cause with JDRF, juvenile diabetes. It's a tough thing for these kids to live through, but we are in pursuit of a cure for JDRF. We're going to come back here and talk with Janice Ulrich about what's going on out here at the corner of 34 and 5. We're going to visit with the Kevin Crawl. We're going to try to find him. Where is our very own Kevin Crawl, our version of the KIC Where is Waldo? When we come back to the corner of 34 and 5, you listen to the special edition of the Coach's Corner, Stump the Chumps. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
So you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Sunday, April 21st will be very special as the Bridgeview Center presents the Oak Ridge Boys 40th Anniversary Tour.
Hellfire up high, baby, it's American made.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Above, above.
With special guest Diana Upton Hill and Mitch Gowdy. Tickets are on sale now at the Bridgeview Center box office and all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Thank God if there's magic.
The Oak Ridge Boys 40th Anniversary Tour at the Bridgeview Center. Sponsored by MPA, South Ottumwa Savings Bank, and Hill Productions. This is more than a show. This is an event.
Dreaming up your ideal retirement is your job. Helping you get there is ours. That's why we encourage you to contribute to an Edward Jones IRA by April 15th. By investing in an Edward Jones IRA, you can take advantage of potential tax benefits for 2012 and give your money more time to potentially grow. To help make sense of your retirement goals before April 15th tax deadline, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Edward Jones local financial advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34-5, back to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner as we move along on this special edition of the Coach's Corner, Stump the Chump version. But right now, I'll tell you what, C-First is no chump when it comes to putting the community first. And I'm sitting here in class from Janice Allridge. And Janice, you know, people are starting to get into the spring mood. But one of those things that you find when you get in the spring is all the things that you've collected over the winter. And you start to see some of the dirt that's hanging around. And that can also look like a credit card sometimes. So people who maybe through Christmas, over the winter, have collected a little bit of credit card debt and, you know, get a little bit tired of paying those higher credit card interest rates. And you guys really have the ability to help people lower that cost, get the loans, or get that credit card debt, that debt paid off quicker, and save a lot of money.
That's absolutely correct. Typically, the loans that we write are max four-year terms, which when you hear that, you think, oh my gosh, it's going to be a huge payment. But when you look at your credit card debt and you see the overall interest that you're paying, you look at the minimum payments that you're making to most credit cards, those payments end up equaling the monthly term that you would pay for a four-year note. The loan's paid off in 4 years versus 10 or 20, whatever your credit card is projecting. So it's an absolutely fantastic way to bump your credit up, because typically, if you have a large amount of revolving debt on your credit, that drops your credit score. So if you can rewrite it as a fixed installment, a debt consolidation product with a credit union, it not only helps you pay that off quicker, but it increases your credit rate.
When you have that higher credit rate, then you can get exceptional deals like on these amazing, you guys continue to come out with these specials on car loans. It just blows my mind. It's almost free money.
It is almost free money. And again, you know, the better credit rating helps you acquire those deals, such as currently we're offering 2.49% for anyone that is an A+, or B borrower, and we're going as old as model years 06. So 06 and newer, you're able to secure 2.49% in an auto. So it's just absolutely fantastic.
That's amazing. And I think that, when they think about getting an auto loan, they think they have to have, there's got to be a new purchase, and not necessarily a brand new car, but a new purchase, and whether it's used or new. But that's not true. You can come and get an auto loan, even if you're maybe a year or two in your loan or just got a few months left. And every dollar matters, at least in my budget. But the interest rates, the difference between the interest rates can be substantial and save people lots of money.
Well, that's absolutely correct. I mean, you know, whether you're in year one, year two, typically the older model vehicles, 06, 07, 08, are at a higher interest rate. And that's within our financial as well as external financials. So if you have an older model vehicle like that because you've had it for a couple of years, now is a great time to come in, because we can refinance that at 66 months for 2.49%. So you could potentially be saving yourself a ton of interest, lengthening your payments out a little bit, giving yourself a little bit more disposable income, and helping prepare for that summer purchase, whether it be a boat, whether it be, you know, doing some of those remodeling projects that you put off because the weather's been kind of yucky. It's just a good opportunity.
Well, get your spring started right here and clean up the credit card debt and get one of those new spring toys that occurs around it. How's your brackets doing? Are you beating the CEO?
No, not even a little bit. I just kind of pick and hunt and guess.
Well, that sounds like what the chumps do. All right, Janice, get out here and see Janice. Let her help you consolidate those credit card loans. And I'll tell you, if you're out looking for a car right now, all the way to 2006, 60 months, are you kidding me at this interest rate? That's ridiculously low. Stop in and see Janice, and I know they're here till noon. Is that right? Noon, but you can call the 800 number and get to help. All crazy hours. So we're going to take a quick time out, come back to the Corner 34 and 5. We're going to try and define our KIC Waldo. Where is Kevin Crawl when we come back to the Corner 34 and 5? You're listening to the special edition of the Coach's Corner. Stump the Chumps. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
So you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information, terms, and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This year, the Affordable Care Act will affect millions of people. The tax return you file this year helps establish your eligibility for assistance in paying for health insurance. So it's important to file your tax return with professionals, like the ones at H&R Block, who understand the new rules. And with your return, we'll also provide you with a free tax and health care review. That's a written analysis that explains your tax options with your estimated cost of coverage and tax impact if you don't have coverage. You can learn more at hnrblock.com/healthcare. Schedule your tax appointment today or stop by an H&R Block. We live and breathe taxes so that you get every benefit you are entitled to. In Albia, your tax preparers are Mickey, Sue, Kathy, and Richard. H&R Block is located in Albia, Iowa at 12 South Main Street.
Can there be anything new in an antique store? Yes, at Crow Row Antiques in New Sharon, there's new old stuff arriving every day. Furniture, garden art, all size letters, glassware, copper, delf. They have two metal pedal cars, bikes, and a Victorian fireplace. Crow Row Antiques is a fun place to shop. Linda and Cheryl will treat you like family and happy if you just come in to look around. Crow Row Antiques, the best antique shop in Iowa, right on Main Street in New Sharon. It's time for another weekend special from Anderson's Country Store in Beacon, Iowa. This weekend, order any pizza and get free breadsticks. Plus, Anderson's Country Store now delivers from 5 to 8 p.m. in the evening. Minimum order $10 plus a $2 delivery charge in a 5-mile radius. You get more than a convenience store. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Good pizza, sandwiches, pop, and beer. Even a drive-up window. This weekend, order any pizza and get free breadsticks. Anderson's Country Store in Beacon, Iowa.
Hi, Kelly Bryan here, the original Straight Talk, Straight Answers, and Straight Deals guy. You know what? I've listened and I've heard you loud and clear. I'm back, only this time it's my store. Do yourself a huge favor and just quit looking. When you're ready to get a different vehicle, stop in and see me or Sam at KB Zone Auto on A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. I'm here to help you find your next vehicle at a price that works with your budget. I'm Kelly Bryan and I own the store. That's KB Zone Auto in Oskaloosa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner. And I'll tell you what, we have been in absolute search for Kevin Crawl. I don't know if we're going to find him, but we're going to catch up with Jay Mill here in just a second. And before we get to him, I want to remind you that we are preparing for a big night at the American Legion here in Albia. It is the JDRF annual banquet. It's one of the biggest banquets on all around, one of the greatest fundraisers. Lots of fun. A comedian.
Hey, Jason, I think I might have found Kevin Crawl. I tied the flux capacitor together, the mix minus, and I found him in a hotel room, and I think I have him on the line here. Let's see if I can get him.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought about using the flux capacitor.
Yeah, it works every time.
Awesome. Hey, let's see if we can catch him. Kev, is this KIC's Where's Waldo? Is this Kevin Crawl? Kevin, are you with us?
Jason, this is Kevin.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we thought you were just a rumor or a legend because we haven't seen you this entire tournament. And why wouldn't we find you on the Saturday that you are the top chump?
Well, I have to be with my son today. I'm up at Milwaukee. My son's in a basketball tournament up here, so I'm up here where there's snow on the ground and wishing I was back in southern Iowa.
Well, buddy, I want to talk about your what you're doing up there for your son all the way to Milwaukee for a basketball tournament. Before we get to that, though, what in the world, man? You've got yourself as a top chump. You're tied for seventh overall. You're only 4 points away from winning the whole thing, but you picked Indiana.
Yeah, all good things come to an end, and unfortunately, with Indiana, I think I'm my moment in the spotlight is. Will soon be gone.
Well, you picked Louisville to get to the championship. Is that correct?
I got Louisville losing to Indiana, so I guess I'm for Louisville. But I suppose you've talked about Jennifer Archer, the real brains behind the Albia boys basketball program.
Well, you know, you're right there with the superintendent. I don't think you could disagree with me on that one.
Well. Jen Archer, I think she has Louisville beating Syracuse, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, she knows what she's talking about. And I know Kevin gets a lot of advice from his wife. And all those years of Jen Archer sitting up there and critiquing the referees, I guess, has paid off and stumped the chumps this year.
Well, they got their own little basketball team she's got to take care of during a basketball night. So you know, she's got the X and O's on the sidelines taking care of the kids. So, you know, I know that she has seen a lot of basketballs over the years, and she's proven it here. You're in Milwaukee. What are you doing up there, bud? You talk about a basketball term for Kate, but why in the world would you travel all the way, you know, halfway across the country to go to a basketball tournament?
Well, that's a good question. Sometimes I wonder that myself. But Cade's involved in this. It's called the Barnstormers team. It's kind of based out of Cedar Rapids, and they do a lot of traveling to try to get to the best competition that they can face. And this is our second time up in Milwaukee, and we've been to Minneapolis. And in the end of the month, we'll go to Kansas City and Chicago later on in the early summer. So they try to find the best competition that they possibly can. We had a game last night. It began at 9:30 versus a team out of Minneapolis, and we were fortunate to win that game. They're a very good team. They had a 6'4" seventh grader playing for them. That was pretty good. So you know, you get some good competition. There's teams up here from Houston and St. Louis, and we'll be fortunate to do well in this tournament.
The world has changed, and particularly in the world of basketball in terms of recruiting for college. And I know seventh graders, you think, well, that's just way out the envelope for college, particularly Division I coaches, to be looking at seventh-grade talent. But being around it, and the Barnstormers are one of the elite programs, not just in the state of Iowa, but in the entire country. I know you're a pretty humble father, but it's pretty awesome that you have your son playing in that type of program. But do you see and hear about the coaches, the D1 coaches down there looking at the seventh grade? Because, the expansion of recruiting has went all the way down into the junior high, not necessarily down there offering scholarships, that type of thing, but watching the kids develop. And you know, it's really changed from where the high school programs were the recruiting base, and it's more now the AAU, and just like you're doing here at the Barnstormers.
Yeah, that's correct, Jason. You know, we're doing it to try to get better. You know, the concept of Kate has a passion for basketball, so he wants to get better at playing basketball. So that's the goal for us. I know their coaches talk about nationally ranked teams and things of that nature. They rank these seventh grade teams, and there's kids on our teams and other teams that are ranked, and somebody's doing that, and I suppose coaches look at that and keep an eye on these kids as they develop and get on to high school. So for us, our main purpose is to get better and hopefully come back and help our team, our Albia team, do well. So it's all about being a team player for us and trying to get better.
Well, what a great opportunity for you guys, and a little family time as well up in Milwaukee. And don't bring that Wisconsin smell home, though, with you. You promised me as a Hawkeye fan, we don't want that Badger coming back with us. But how about those Hawks? I know you're a diehard Hawk fan. A tough game on Thursday night, but what a great ride it has been for Fran and the guys.
Yeah, the Hawks, that's been fun for our family to watch the Hawks, and we saw a couple games this year, and, you know, they're getting better. And it just reminds me of when they used to be good, you know, with Tom Davis and Lute Olson and those type of coaches. It's fun to be back in that type of limelight.
Well, Kevin, hey, thanks for joining us. It's great to know that you are not just a rumor or a legend, but you actually exist. And it was great catching up with you. And by the way, isn't it kind of nice to know that you're beating Keith Murphy? And how about Barrett Peary, the head coach of Indian Hills? You know, here's a guy that's had head coaching experience at one of the premier colleges and junior college of basketball programs in the entire country, coached in the Big Dance, and you're whooping him.
Well, all I can say is blind squirrels get a nut every once in a while, so that's kind of where I'm at now. But unfortunately, with Indiana going out, I guess I'm going to be tumbling down in the polls here pretty soon. So good luck to those people that picked Louisville and Syracuse and Michigan. And I don't know, has anybody picked Wichita State?
Yeah, they are the Cinderella of this dance, buddy. But I promise you, when Louisville wins, you can have a good look at my backside, which is probably my best side.
Yeah.
Have a great day, Coach. Kevin Crawl, the superintendent of Abbey Schools, and we have found our Waldo. He is in Milwaukee and off watching his son play at an AAU basketball tournament with one of the best AAU basketball programs, the Barnstormers out of Iowa, out of Cedar Rapids. And have a lot of fun. Tell Cade good luck, and we'll be talking to you soon. We'll take a quick time out.
Thanks,
come back
Jason.
Here. See you, big guy. We'll be right back to the Corner 34 and 5, the special edition of Stump the Chumps. Jay Mills is going to join us here in just a second, if I can get him up and out of bed. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
When you're in the field, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase a Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. That's Bluff Creek Archery at 117 Washington Avenue East in Albia.
No one wants to wait 5 to 10 business days for a debit card to arrive in the mail. You want it now. And at Community First Credit Union, that's what you get. Lose your debit card? No problem. At CFirst, you can replace a lost card or open an account and receive your activated Visa debit card immediately. No more waiting. Introducing instant issue Visa debit cards at Community First Credit Union. It's the power of Visa. Now. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask Daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember these.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Stump the Chump, Final Four weekend. Then there was four, And we're going to talk with a chump right now that is out. He was out before he was in, and when he was in, he was really out. Joe Millage, what are you doing, bud?
And that was good. I was out before I was in, and I was in before I was out.
Wait, what is this? Where are you at? Sound like you're at Niagara Falls or something, bud, or are you standing over a rock?
Dude, you called me when I was in the shower.
Oh, gee, my knees.
Wouldn't be the first time I've done a show with somebody in the shower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this isn't the first time this guy's had to catch one of us in the shower. Man, clean your act up, buddy. I hope you're getting I don't even want to. This is a vision I can't stand to think about, bud. Cover that up.
Shut her down. Hang on a second. All right, what's the question?
Is that a birth defect, or do you have two belly buttons?
Well, you said I was in before I was out, and I was out before I was in. So.
I love you, Biggs, but, you know, you're done. You're out. You've been toast for nearly two weeks.
I was done. The first time I was done was several weeks ago when Gonzaga got beat. The next time I was done was when basketball became as gory and as difficult to watch as NASCAR.
You know, didn't that just change really the whole tournament, really the feel of it? Then that one moment, you know, it went from basketball to thinking about a kid and his health and a sport that you don't expect to be that brutal.
You still got me, Jace?
Yeah, I got you, babe.
I think my phone got wet or something. But yeah, I think it did change the dynamic a little bit there.
Talking to you in a shower is a very uncomfortable thing. I just got to admit to that right now. I really got to admit. And hey, you know,
I think Scotty's got the loop back on, so I'm hearing myself in about three different echoes.
Well, welcome to my club on Friday nights, buddy. When you're running the board, paybacks. Hey, you bring in.
I'm really looking forward. Yeah, go ahead.
You bring in. You help put together this panel of chumps. Keith Murphy, you know, he's struggling to get through this. Phil Van Mersbergen, he's got the biggest head of all the chumps. He's a reigning champ, and he's still fighting for life. But you bring in Barrett Peary. You know, he's a head coach of one of the premier college junior college basketball programs, and he's out with you. What is it? You know, I was intimidated when this guy came on board.
Unlike new playing pick in here, but I can tell you, I'm going to be rooting for Wichita State tonight or this afternoon. And I don't know if it's the first time that a number one's gone up against a number nine in the Final Four, but I know there's going to be a lot of folks rooting for Wichita State. That will be the ultimate bracket buster because so many people have banked on Louisville winning this thing.
Well, that's just it, and you know, as your teams bow out, just like yours have several weeks ago, all you have left to do is watch the underdog and root for everybody else to suffer the same fate that you've suffered. You know, misery likes company. But with that said, everyone likes the underdog.
Yep, everybody likes the roof. So, and you, and we'll. We'll also be rooting for Michigan, I think, today too, right?
Of course, want the Big Ten to do well, but I think you know the world's going to be rooting for Wichita State. I'm rooting for Louisville because I do plan to be the top chump when this thing's all said and done. You know, just have those bragging rights for the first time here after throwing this thing together in my mind. But you're gonna have some fun tonight, bud. I think you're heading back down south here, coming down to Abia to one of the premier events each year here held in our community.
Yeah, and you know when Scotty starts the music that the segment really sucked. So it sounds like our segment's over. No, we're going to JDRF tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of things to bid on tonight. A lot of fun had by all. Comedian, great meal, prime rib, by the way. One of my, and I say this in all sincerity, one of my favorite events of all year is the JDRF banquet. So hope to see everybody out there tonight.
Hey, I want one question for you. John Flattery is running the disc jockey board. Do you give him the song list, or are you going to turn him loose and let him go Gangnam style like you did on us on Friday nights?
I'm just going to turn them loose. Just whatever's on John's playlist is what we'll hear tonight. It's really scary.
They ought to put a caution sign as you enter into the American Legion. Hey, Jay Mill, we'll talk to you soon, bud. Don't forget to get the soap off that back, man, and cover up. That's
nasty.
Hey,
am I bidding on something for you tonight?
Don't you usually? You bought more things for me than I bought for myself. Thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate it. That's what friends are for.
That's right.
All right. You're cashing checks your body, or you're writing checks your body can't cash. Have a good one, Jay Mill. We'll see you tonight at JDRF. And we're going to take a quick time out here as Joe finishes up his shower. We'll come back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Captain's Landing is open for its ninth season. Captain's Landing on J5T, the road through the dam, is ready to serve you some of the best pizzas, sandwiches, and ice cream this side of the lake. If you're looking for something special for your sweet tooth, Captain's Landing can fill the need with their pies, brownies, and their homemade sugared and toasted pecans. That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam. Their hours are Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Vaughn's RV and Custom Interiors, 1609 North 14th Street in Indianola, has a great selection of pre-owned inventory, high-quality travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, plus miscellaneous vehicles. All of the pre-owned units at Vaughn's RV are completely inspected. If you're ready for a great adventure, Vaughn's pre-owned RV is ready for your enjoyment. Some units come with a 90-day guarantee. See Vaughn's RV and Custom Interiors, 1609 North 14th Street in Indianola.
There's always savings at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week. This week, Coke, Diet Coke, caffeine-free Diet Coke, and Sprite 24-packs are $6.79 plus deposit. Dasani Water in 24-packs are just $3.99. Bush and Bush Light 24-packs are $14.89 plus deposit. Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors and Coors Light 24-pack cans are $16.99 plus deposit. Save on refreshment at Jim and Charlie's.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34.5, back to this special edition of the Coach's Corner Stump the Chump version. Final Four weekend, big night, JDRF banquet, and Scotty Fry, producer, back on the board. Hey, Scotty. Did Jay Mill get stuck in that flux capacitor? I mean, what was the deal there? But that was some nasty reverb breakage.
Jason, the flux capacitor doesn't work very well at night, and I think it thought it saw a full moon.
Oh, nice, Scotty.
But I got it working again, and I think I've got Coach Peary on the line, and he might be in Atlanta, if I'm correct.
Yeah, hey, good news. Hey, Coach, welcome to the Coach's Corner, back to this special edition of Stump the Chumps. Buddy, you're in Atlanta, but you don't have a team on your bracket to root for down there, so who are you going to be rooting for? And I'm hoping, Scotty, we've got Coach Peary with us.
Can I lose you?
We're having some technical difficulties this morning, but
there you go, Jason. Try again.
All right, hey, Coach, welcome aboard, all the way from Atlanta. You're at the Final Four. You don't have a dog in the fight right now. So, who is that team that you're going to be rooting for down in Atlanta?
Shoot, I don't know, but yeah, like you said, I've lost all my teams. So, you know, the heartfelt favorite's probably Louisville because of the injury to the Ware kid. But I'm excited for Wichita. Why not? Why not win a couple more games? That'd be great for them.
You know, Coach, you get to this place. Is there extra pressure on the team like Louisville, maybe the team that's expected to win versus maybe the Michigan or the Wichita State? You know, they can play loosey goosey because no one expected them to be there.
You know, I think that they all have different pressures. I think Wichita State should probably be the loosest, of course, because no one expected them to be there. But Michigan's had times this year where people thought they were really special, and Syracuse as well. You know, both of those teams have been ranked number one earlier in the season. So three of those teams have all spent time at number one and have All-Americans and great players and things like that. And I think Wichita is a team that has an opportunity to play a little looser and just, you know, go try to play ball and see if they can win some games.
A trip to the Final Four, is this a repeat?
What's that?
Is this your first trip down to the Final Four?
You know what? No, I go every year. They have a lot of coaches' things down here every year, and so I go every year. It's fun, really fun.
So what's the experience like? I mean, I don't know what type of experience you could compare it to, but maybe describe it for us.
Well, you know, it's like a Super Bowl or a NASCAR event or anything like that. You know, there's a great buzz around the city and people walking around, and obviously you bump into lots of friends that you've known over the years and things like that. But it's an exciting time. There's a great buzz, and then, you know, each team brings so many people from their area of the world and wearing their colors and definitely talking the talk and walking the walk as their teams prepare to play. And then two of the four teams will be brokenhearted by midnight tonight and be headed home, and then, you know, it'll rev up again for Monday.
We're talking with Coach Peary, the head coach of the Indian Hills Warriors. And Coach, oftentimes this is the place where you'll hear coaching rumors of changes and people looking for a new job. Any rumors brewing down there you want to share with us?
You know, it seems like everything has happened a little bit faster this year. You're right. At the Final Four, it seems like there's a lot of sneaking around, a lot of people trying to go from A to B to C. But this year, a lot of the jobs have gone down before the Final Four. You know, the UCLAs and the Minnesotas and the USC, different things like that that went on, all happened before now. It seemed like it was about a week ahead compared to normal. You know, usually it's all going on at the Final Four, but kind of the buzz of all the jobs and the movement and things like that is kind of done.
You know, Coach, being a coach, I tell you, listening to these schools like Minnesota and UCLA firing their coaches who really have had success. I mean, you guys got to live a schizophrenic life because you know, you can be doing well and still not have job security.
Yeah, you know, it's sad. You know, Tubby won a game in the NCAA tournament and spent time ranked this year, and then UCLA, they won the Pac-12 and they get fired. So expectations are so great, and everyone wants to be great. No one wants to be on the losing end of anything. And so, you know, I think people lose sight a lot of times of the big picture on it. But, you know, there's two great examples at UCLA and Minnesota where guys had winning seasons, guys did really well, and they got unemployed quickly. But, you know, Tubby bounced back and got Texas Tech in about 3 or 4 days. So he just changed his uniforms and moves on.
And look at Alford, you know, how quickly he went from being a dog here at Iowa and being ran out of town to being some say the best basketball job in all of college basketball at UCLA.
Yeah, no, I mean, and, you know, great example of, you know, finding the right fit and finding your niche. You know, Steve went down to New Mexico and did a great job and kind of got everybody re-energized down in Albuquerque, and then signs a 10-year deal, and a couple of days after that, he's going to UCLA. So it's crazy, and it's hard because, you know, people come after you with great amounts of money and this and that. It's tough to say no to those opportunities. And, you know, Steve has an opportunity to coach UCLA. You know, I don't care who you are. That's something that's going to make you think for sure.
Well, Coach, I know you've probably been around guys that have gotten injured, but I don't think I've ever seen anything as brutal as we witnessed there with that young man from Louisville. That just tragic. But, boy, I'll tell you what, it also makes a basketball player and a coach really think about how the sport at times can really turn quick.
Oh, wasn't that amazing? I mean, I've never seen anything like that either. And the emotion and of the kids and of Patino and the staff and all that as everything happened. That was an amazing moment, something that people will talk about for years and years. And They're definitely riding that emotion. You know, there's T-shirts all over down here with the Louisville fans that people are wearing with the Ware kid's name on it. And, you know, they have a lot of emotion going into that they want to play for him and also being the favorite. So they're going to be a tough team to beat.
Coach Perry, hey, have a great time down at the Final Four. We'll see you back here. Get some of that knowledge rub against some of those coaches and come back. And we're looking forward to you. You guys have a huge year next year. And thanks so much for joining us here this morning.
Let's do it. Have a great day.
All right, the head coach of the Indian Hills Warriors, the top junior college basketball programs in the entire country. And that's their head coach, Barrett Perry, one of the very best in the business. He's down at the Final Four. We're going to take a quick timeout, come right back here, and move along as we wind down this Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
So you found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with and plan, both short-term and long-term. You more than ever need someone to help you, someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Crawl at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Captain's Landing is open for its ninth season. Captain's Landing on J5T, the road through the dam, is ready to serve you some of the best pizzas, sandwiches, and ice cream this side of the lake. If you're looking for something special for your sweet tooth, Captain's Landing can fill the need with their pies, brownies, and their homemade sugared and toasted pecans. That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam. Their hours are Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Vaughn's RV and Custom Interiors, 1609 North 14th Street in Indianola, has a great selection of pre-owned inventory, high-quality travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, plus miscellaneous vehicles. All of the pre-owned units at Vaughn's RV are completely inspected. If you're ready for a great adventure, Vaughn's pre-owned RV is ready for your enjoyment. Some units come with a 90-day guarantee. See Vaughn's RV and Custom Interiors, 1609 North 14th Street in Indianola.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Mother Nature giving us a little bit of spring taste here. Highs near 70 today, a little warmer tomorrow, but
So that April shower Scotty talked about earlier looked like it might be coming in from the west. But regardless, beautiful day here in southern Iowa. And beautiful day to get out and watch a baseball game. I just got in my car, heading going to head east over to Fairfield where the Senior Bay Brute team will be playing. I'm going to watch my son play as they take on Fairfield this afternoon. But yesterday I had a chance to catch up with the head coach of the Senior Bay Brute baseball team, Bill Anderson, and here's the conversation we had.
Is the head coach of the Senior Babe Ruth team here in Albion, and that's head coach Bill Anderson, 14 years at the helm, and coach another year. And I don't know, you've had some challenging years getting practice time in, but this has to be one of the more challenging ones with Mother Nature fighting to keep you guys off the field.
Absolutely, Jason. We've had two practices outside, one game outside just the other night, and we're gonna have another practice here in a couple hours. We travel to Fairfield tomorrow for two five-inning games at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we're back home for our first home game on Sunday versus Twin Cedars at 1 o'clock. But you're absolutely right. The kids were itching to get outside. Having the building's great, but there's only so much you can do with 20 high school boys and in that building. And it gets to the point where people are standing around, and that frustrates you, but it's really not room for everybody to be busy all the time. But they do pretty good. I probably don't give them enough credit when I am there for the work they do, because I can't see everybody at all times. But it has been challenging at times. This year might have been a little bit more challenging. And last year also, since I've added a few items to my workload with the softball side and everything, but it's been really fun. And I really think we have a great group of kids this year. Good group of seniors that are leading really well. Good young kids. I mean, I can't mention everybody right now, but just like the other night at the game, Caleb Gray came in and threw the last four innings of the game and absolutely shut a very good Ottumwa team down. I mean, he absolutely shut them down. And I was so proud of him. I mean, when you get a sophomore on the mound, your defensive experience is very, very high.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. You looked around the field and you saw all the gloves that were backing that up. And we love offense, but defense really builds championships and builds this type of firm foundation that you need in a baseball program. And if they don't score, you don't lose.
That's absolutely right. And we actually played pretty good defense the other night. It was a typical 40-degree game, 2-1. It was basically an exhibition. Ottumwa only had eight players. We give him a player, a couple different players during the game, and we decided we was going to go down and play anyway because it was, you know, wasn't wet out, and it was warm enough when we got there. It got cool, though, by the end of the game, and I think the boys enjoyed it. But I'm looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be in the mid-60s this weekend, and looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll go over and get them games in tomorrow. They're talking about a little bit of rain Saturday evening. I think our field could actually take a little bit. I'm not sure how much, but hopefully we'll get some games in here. Only got this weekend and two more weekends of the regular season, so we'll be scheduling games on Wednesday night. Whether we get them in or not is up to Mother Nature. But so it'll be interesting. Like I said, we go Fairfield there tomorrow and Twin Cedars at home on Sunday.
Well, you guys, you got a really diverse team. You look across the field and in the dugout, and you got guys who can play multiple positions, and that gives you great flexibility as a coach. But that might be the strength of this team is the ability to move guys around.
Yeah, I think that, and I want to add in there that I don't really get a lot of grief from the boys. I mean, you know, the other night I made some subs in the third and some more subs in the fourth, and I try to do that mid-game if I'm going to do it, and then I can always re-enter guys at the end if I need to, but I try to mix it up a little bit, you know, throw in a few inexperienced guys at the beginning, and then a couple experienced guys stay on the bench, and then when we do our switches, I'm not putting in all new guys to the system. And to tell you the truth, these boys that I got now, you and I have been coaching them in baseball for about 10 years, and this is what 10 years ago I thought, this is going to be great. Someday it's going to be great because they're going to know what to expect of me. I'm going to know what to expect of them, and hopefully everything will work out. And I'd like to try to advance to a World Series one time before I get through with the baseball side of my coaching career. And I mean, if I don't, I don't. I've been to several regional tournaments, and that's great. But the main thing is the boys have some fun, and they gain some life lesson maybe, and some knowledge helping each other out, and you know, and what it's all about to work together.
Coach, real quick, you got a busy run here of things, but as the season closes out, to talk a little bit about state and how that's going to work this year.
The state tournament will be over in Oskaloosa on the 27th and 28th. This is a Saturday, Sunday. We're actually going to take three teams from our 12-team division. Well, 11 teams now. Sheridan dropped out, but we have 11 teams. We had 12 to start the year. That's the most we've ever had. And we're going to pull three teams. Oskaloosa will be one of them, no matter where they finish. And then if they happen to finish first in the league, then second and third place will come if they want, and if they defer, then they'll just move on down the line. So we need to finish with a strong record to qualify for that. I feel like, you know, we have the opportunity to do that, and if the kids give it their all and they come up short, so be it. You know, I mean, if they work hard and have fun and they give it their all, that's really all we can ask of them.
Coach, thanks so much. 14 years, buddy, and appreciate all you're doing for the program.
Not a problem. The pay is excellent.
Head coach Bill Anderson, head coach of the Senior Babe Ruth team. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
So you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Another Coach's Corner in the books here for the Corner 34 and 5. And I want to thank Joe Milley for joining me through the shower. And a big thank you to Kevin Crawl, our KIC's Where is Waldo? And Kevin is up in Milwaukee. Good luck to Kate, his son, participating up there with one of the elite AAU basketball programs. And with the Barnstormers out of Iowa, and he's going to be a great basketball player here for Albia. And we'll, of course, be rooting for as time goes along. Also want to thank Coach Perry from the Indian Hills Warriors for stopping by. He's down to Final Four. He's going to have a front row seat to that big couple of days here of the premier in all of college basketball, the Final Four. And this Stump the Chump campaign just about done. Well, Jen Archer, will she be the grand champion? Will I make the comeback and be the top chump? We're going to find out in the next couple of days, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. We'll see you next Saturday. You've been listening to Community First Credit Union's Coach's Corner. Have a great weekend.
And we'll be there as Congress returns from spring break. This is NBC News Radio. Legislation declaring that life begins at fertilization is headed to Canada.